get any input from Debbie except that,
well, they got in trouble. You need to beat their ass.
What do I got to do it? Why couldn't you take care of it yourself?
Here, I thought it, I was just a shitty parent.
You're not.
I really, but with
your son looks up to you. He loves you and respects you. And I don't know how Pootie necessarily feels about you because she never really talks to anybody. I was a crummier parent to her than you were.
Well, no.
And I told Christopher, I said, I'm sorry for being a crummy parent, but at least I was one. At least I was here for you, even if I wasn't, you know,
right.
I understand. The shell answer man.
Right.
He goes, old man, you did a really good job, and I'm really glad you were in my life.
Yeah.
I said, well, I was glad to be in your life, but I'm happy that I made the right decisions that I made, and I'm sorry for the wrong ones that I made. He goes, well, it's just a part of growing up and a part of learning how to teach people what to do. Well, okay, I'm glad you understand. So, even when you miss the mark and don't tell Christopher, that's not a good idea, don't do it. I don't want you to do it. Absolutely, I don't know why right now. Just give me a while to come up with the reason, because there is one. I know there is.
Yeah, and that's how I felt when he jumped the gun on this whole thing.
Oh, the school?
He jumped the gun because he wanted and felt pressure from us. And well, I know he felt the pressure. He felt the pressure big time from you and the fact that, you know, you got to go out there. You have to do this. And I was always told, too, when you turn 18, you have to do it. You cannot live a free ride. You know what? Where's that written in the book that...
I was taught you weren't going to get a free ride from the age of 4.
But why?
Because you dirty up dishes. My dad said, I'm not going to go washing dishes behind you and mopping floors and washing your clothes. He said, I have other work to do.
And I understand.
You help create this, you're going to help clean it up.
That I can understand.
And you need to do it because when you get older, you're going to have to do it for yourself when you're not at home.
Right.
The certain amount of self-reliance has to be taught that way.
I understand.
But, and I didn't like it either, but that's the way it was.
And then look at us now. Do we do the dishes all the time? Do we do it? No, we don't.
And even though
we were beat into that where, okay, you have to do this. Where is it written that we have to?
I hate the dishes. I always have.
But you know, I told Elena, and when she was over here, and she said, I said it was easier, you know, dealing with you and Justin kicking you guys out. And being angry, because then I didn't have to deal with the emotion. And you had to learn to sink or swim, because I knew you'd be damned if you would come crawling back home and saying, I can't make it on my own, Mom, I gotta come home. And she didn't say anything, but she just smiled the smile, and I knew.
But she did come home once.
Yeah, but that's not through her fault. I think it was both her and...
Eric.
Yeah.
They were young and dumb.
And I think...
But he's gonna, well, I don't know if he's still the same way, but he was lazy.
I don't think he's, I think he's grown up a lot, but I think he's like you in the sense that he lets her get away with a lot of stuff. He does not put his foot down with her out of fear.
See, I'm not afraid of you.
I think to a point you are.
I can
to
live.
An emotional point, you are.
But I know how to live alone. I've done it before. I don't want to.
Right.
I don't want to.
I understand that.
But there's a certain amount of... See, the thing between Pootie and Eric, and they look at us and try and pattern their life after us a little bit. But it doesn't work because I already know who you are and what you're about. And there are certain freedoms that you do need. As a person. And there are certain times when you need to be, you know, set aside and go, you're going too far. And they don't see that because we don't do it in front of them.
True. True.
And there are moments when you do that to me. And they don't see it.
Yeah, but you don't get that far out of hand that, you know.
That you have to.
Mm-mm. I mean, there isn't any particular thing that you do that I would say, okay, enough. You know what I mean? You don't go to the gun shows. You don't go to the bike shows. You don't, you're not on the weekends where you're out racing cars, and you're not into a hobby where I'm getting nothing. Jealous of a hobby. You know what I mean? Because yeah, some I people do. Are would get.
Because at the moment you go, oh, you're going to go shoot guns? Bye.
Yeah.
Take what you want and get the hell out of here.
Yeah, kind of. Because to me, you work two jobs. You're entitled. It's just, you know, because I believe that, you know, a person that works all the time and you don't get any free time, then you get resentful, angry, and nasty, and who's going to suffer in the long run but me?
Well, the person doing it, too.
You know, I don't care about you. If you have a heart attack, I don't care, but it's me that has
you
to
should.
Live.
The insurance ain't that great. You could literally take what money you get from me if I were to die tomorrow and pay the house off.